The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots fighting for fairness for all, but they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Monday, ninth day of September 2019. I will be flying solo on this program and probably in the near future flying solos on Monday. At any rate, we're still here. I was rather fascinated. More and more information, ladies and gentlemen, is coming out. Okay, we understand that the the anointed one, the blackmailer, Jeffrey Epstein. Yeah, my conjecture is the reason why the cameras don't work and they had to send them to the FBI labs is because Jeffrey Epstein is not dead. They showed x-rays of somebody's busted neck along with the little footnote of this is really not indicative of people that hang themselves. I wonder why. But his madam, his pimp, whatever, Maxwell and her sister, this keeps getting deeper and deeper. And what I'm suspecting here, the reason why there hasn't been done anything about Hillary Clinton, see, there's all of this periphery. Little tiny bites around the periphery. Let's not go for this jugular. Let's not go for the heart that's pumping all this crap. No. We're just going to chew around the edges. I think with Hillary Clinton, the Clinton Foundation, Jeffrey Epstein, what he was doing, the blackmailing, all the dirty money, you name it. I think it's inextricably tied. Heard anybody talk, including Donald Trump, hear anybody talk about we need to go get Hillary? Hell, back in 2016, what's she been doing in the last 4 years? To exonerate herself, to cleanse her soul, to come clean and prostrate herself in front of God and say, I'm sorry, I was working for the devil. What has she done in the last 4 or 5 years? Pretty much stayed out of the public eye. Pretty much. Because the alternative media folks brought all of these ties around about GPS and about diffusion and all that other stuff. Yeah. We even knew the amounts. Do you think for 1 minute that the FBI does not have her 30,000 plus emails? You can bet your bottom dollar they did have. They probably don't have it anymore. They probably sent those servers and those disk drives over to the FBI so they can examine them, and they probably lost them. You and I both witnessed a political lynching for Donald Trump conducted by James Comey and the merry band of renown. Of course, there was nothing there. The real truth is that, Hillary Clinton was running self-enrichment, and no pun intended here, uranium. She was wheeling and dealing. And I think, Mike, didn't she do that when she was Secretary of State or when she was just a lowly senator? I'm sorry? No, not the email. When she did the deal, the Uranium One deal. I think she was senator. Okay, we'll look that up and we'll correct that if I'm in error. But there's enough goods. A blind man with a cane and a set of blinders on could find the criminality of Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton going back to the days of Arkansas governor and all the felonious stuff that they have done up to and including authorizing, just saying, maybe murder. We've heard of the Clinton body count, haven't we? So, what's up? Jeffrey Epstein? No. No, we got out in front of that story. No. All the guards were asleep. All the cameras didn't work. Do you believe any of this? Even his own lawyer said, look, it doesn't look like he committed suicide. Okay, so if he didn't commit suicide and he's dead, what happened? I'm sorry, your client up and you don't think it was suicide, so you're... Okay, where's his law team? Why aren't they screaming blue bloody murder? Okay, well, yeah, literally blue-blooded murder. Our client didn't commit suicide. Okay, then it must have been murder. Where are their voices? You don't hear anything, do you? This is getting real close to the third rail that would electrocute every one of these sons of buggers. In the meantime, what kind of distractions we have out there? Oh. And it's been reported, I've not researched, Tom told me about this the other day, Mike, that nobody had ever seen a hurricane stall like this hurricane did over the Bahamas. And what's that Brit's name that used to play 007? What was his name? Sean Connery. You know, he was down in the Bahamas, and he didn't leave. He stayed in his house. Now, that's some pretty juicy stuff. But don't worry, folks. We got 6,000 boat people that came over from the Bahamas. Yeah, we're now importing people. How do people get this special status? You know, this is only supposed to be for political, personal, and political persecution. You know, that you get amnesty or whatever the case may be. Or you get to jump the head of the line, the queue, for bypassing, filling out the paperwork, and waiting for our... lead-bottom bureaucracy to carry on. Why not? We got Hondurans in here. We got Mexicans. Hey, well, let's just open up all the borders. Oh, by the way, the Republicans are looking into... the Democrats did a little junket not too long ago to get down to Mexico. They want to know what they talked to these people about. Were they giving them instructions on how to shortcut? And how to get into this country illegally once you make it over the border, you know? young. I don't know, folks. I don't know the Attorney General. I don't know Mr. Barr personally. Not had a conversation with him. And this is just observance and speculation. That's all that we have. Because sometimes, and I will let people know when I'm speculating, okay? Or it's my opinion. I tell people that. I don't put it out as fact, okay? But I'm looking at Mr. Barr and I'm going, okay, dude. We are drowning in abject criminality in this country. Let me give you an example. Just today, I'm on my laptop. Thank you, Tom, if you're listening to the show today. My laptop yesterday decided it wanted to take a dump, and boy, did it. That was a 9-year-old hard drive. It was giving indications that it was going to go out, and lo and behold, it did. So went to Best Buy and got a what do they call those, SSDs, solid-state drives, yeah, $40. It was twice as big as the hard drive that was in there for $40. Computer's like 3 times faster now. And you know how you get these pop-ups? Well, I've got to go through and set all the filters again. But one of these popped up, and it popped up from all places, Austin, Texas. An Austin Police Department lieutenant, we learn, is in the Williamson County Jail, and he's accused of sexual assault of a child. Child. Notice I didn't say minor, I said child. Now, they're not real specific about this, but this is how the police handle stuff like this. Now, this is the background on this Dustin Lee. And story from KXAN, verbatim. If I'm going to do the story, I'll use your words whether I agree with them or not. It's your stuff. I will report it exactly as you people do. An Austin Police Department lieutenant's in the Williamson County Jail Monday after being accused of sexually assaulting a child. Lieutenant Dustin Paul Lee, 47, was booked into the Williamson County Jail on Sunday for an offense that allegedly occurred on Thursday. Well, that's pretty fast police work. Lee remains in Williamson County Jail on a bond of $150,000 surety felony bond. And this is where the story takes an odd little turn. In April 2017, Lee was promoted within the ranks of the Austin Police Department from sergeant to lieutenant. Yippee for him. In 2008, KXAN reported Lee was fired for violating APD's sexual harassment policy. And folks, notice I said 2008. This is before it was fashionable to go out there and nail anything that might look like, yeah, okay, yeah, he's one of them. Okay, nail him up. A city memo stated that Lee made unwanted sexual advances and sexually oriented jokes and innuendos to a female coworker, then lied about the comments in an interview with Internal Affairs. Okay, so first he did that, and then he turns around and lies about it. Okay. At the time, he was fired. Lee had been with the department for 12 years and was a sergeant. He appealed his termination, and the department later rescinded his indefinite suspension. Now, this is where it takes an odd little twist. Lee agreed to accept a voluntary demotion to the rank of detective. Under his agreement to return to work, APD would pass him over 3 times for promotion without the right to appeal. By the way, KXAN, an NBC station, reached out to APD, but they're not available for comment. Gee, I wonder why. Because here's the guy. They fired him. And evidently, this was back in 2008. They fired him. He appealed several times, got his job back. And then what did they do? They turned around and promoted him to lieutenant. Then they find out, evidently, just this past Thursday, that he's some kind of child sexual predator. Now, it doesn't mention anything about Internal Affairs, doesn't mention any of this stuff. So here is a guy that they should have kept an eye on, but obviously they didn't. Folks, these stories are like this all over this country, hundreds and thousands of times every single day. I said to Tom D., he's down here, and I said to Tom, I said, you know what's really going on? The way I see this is I don't care if you're a politician, I don't care if you're law enforcement, that somehow that you have developed this idea, and nobody's checked you on it, that somehow that you're above the average Joe citizen out there, and that you have special privilege, or at least you're not subjected to too much scrutiny when you cross what used to be an absolute line. I said, these politicians do it. I said, take a look at what's coming in and out of this government. Take a look at what's coming out of the representatives' mouths. I said, the best way to explain this is they're pretty much immune. They're in a special class. And when you have an idea like that, when you have it as a mindset that I am special, that I am above, well, does that preclude you from being arrested because you broke the law? It's this idea of entitlement. Now, that has been used the other way around. Americans think they're entitled because, what, they're Americans, and they've gotten free giveaways, and it's been paid for by other people. Nameless, faceless people, it's just in this tax thing, and, you know, the money's just doled out to us. Really. So they made it so bad that they had to literally, along with the help of the news media, check them on this one, folks. You think I'm kidding? Well, I don't watch the news. Well, watch the news so you can get a better idea of how these people are scamming people out there trying to look for a news source that'll tell them anything but a big fat lie. Try that one. About anything. They don't give a damn what they lie about. It's in their nature. Kind of like the scorpion on the frog's back. What'd you sting me for? You said you weren't going to. Well, it's in my nature. What the hell did you expect? I'm trying to think of the name of the song that has a verse in it that says that, well, anything's legal in Jersey just as long as you don't get caught. Oh, I know where it came from. 1988, The Wilburys. That was actually Bob Dylan on a track that was Bob Dylan singing about junkies and dirty cops and, yeah. In Jersey, everything is illegal as long as you don't get caught. And even if you do, then you start calling in your markers. Maybe you've got a friend that has a friend that's got compromising pictures of you, maybe with a little boy. Maybe a ménage à trois with your secretary and her friend. Oh, you claim that you're happily married? Well, what do you think would happen if I showed them this? Folks, this stuff goes on all the time. All the time. So as far as the politicians are concerned, as long as that information doesn't get out to the public, guess what? I don't have to worry about it. I don't have to deal with it. They don't have to know what kind of person I really am. And there's, all I hear is crickets. More and more people are coming forth and saying, you know what? These communists in these countries, these socialists, whether they're parading as a Democrat or some institution or some group that funnels money into that group or this group. Oh no, ignore all the dirt, forget all the dirty people that you wouldn't have seated next to you in a restaurant, let alone having dinner with them in your own home. No, it's all good. See, we're not guilty because we didn't get caught.
Republic Broadcasting Network depends on listener support of our advertisers and of our sponsors. We'd like to especially thank all of you who have taken advantage of our fundraiser with FrontSight Bonus. Those who are now FrontSight members, please train as soon as possible for your sake and for that of our nation. And please consider sharing your training and what you've learned when you arrive home. Republic Broadcasting Network has to stop promoting this fundraiser on air and on the website in just a few days. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, president of FrontSight, made a gracious exception to his no media rule for us at Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you, Dr. Piazza. And once you've been to FrontSight, feel free to call your favorite host and share your experience on the air. We can continue this fundraiser without media help, but it'll be totally up to the listeners to spread the information. Please call Dan Sutterfield in Missouri at 573-465-2356, 573-465-2356. That's 573-465-2356.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Gotta take a little time, a little time to think things over. I better read between the lines.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of thinking about a lot of things lately, folks. Well. Let me see what's next in the block here. Oh. We have new diseases coming into the country. And let me just posit this before the story. Where do you think these diseases are coming from? San Antonio, a local veterinarian is warning people about rising numbers of typhus. She says she contracted the potentially deadly disease from a flea. She says, me and my tech started within about 10 to 12 hours of each other. We both had flu-like symptoms, said Dr. Olga Jamir, who owns Four Paws Animal Hospital. She also said that when both she and one of her technicians went to the doctor, they tested us for flu and strep, and we both come out negative. When in a few days, I still continued with my symptoms of fever. Does this tell you how much the doctors are prepared for this kind of thing? It was non-existent. Well, it ain't no more. And then, all of a sudden, in probably a couple hours, I developed red spots all over my body. Typhus is often misdiagnosed for the flu because the symptoms are similar. Those symptoms include fever and chills, body aches, loss of appetite, nausea and vomiting, coughing, and eventually a rash. Now, if you are a parent who chooses not to vaccinate your children because of the fact that vaccines have never been truly proven safe or effective, then the United States Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says you're putting public health at risk. But if you're a child trafficker for bringing illegal aliens infected with mystery diseases across the southern border, then you're suddenly a champion for human rights and a hero for social justice warriors. Whoa. This is a message that's being transmitted to the public by the CDC, which refuses to acknowledge that there might be risk involved with allowing illegal immigrants to continue to pour across the southern border, largely unabated, as they bring with them unknown illnesses that require them to be quarantined in order to prevent serious disease outbreaks. Now, one would think that based on how aggressively the CDC uses political rhetoric to demonize anti-vaxxers, that it would at least admit to the fact that it's probably not a good idea to foment open borders as a matter of official policy. But the CDC is remaining completely silent about that issue, even as young children are turning up not only disease-infected, but also sexually violated in heinous ways. According to reports, one little illegal girl, just 10 years of age, was apprehended at the border and found to have 20 different types of semen inside of her body. Yeah, you heard me right. Indicating that she had been repeatedly raped by pedophiles, other young children are turning up with highly contagious diseases like mumps, which, just like measles, is one of the conditions that the mainstream media routinely, folks, use as an excuse to push for mandatory vaccine laws. This is happening here in San Antonio. It's happening in L.A. It's happening all over the damn place. But they're not going to talk about this. We're all a bunch of just racist wingnuts. Well, I wonder what will happen to Lieutenant Dustin Paul Lee. By the way, his mugshot, he's got a smirk on his face. And I thought, you know, dude, haven't you gotten the word? If it's egregious enough and you let your doppelganger hang in the wrong place for too long at the wrong time, guess what happens? You get convicted and go to prison. Now, what's the two things that prison inmates absolutely hate? Cops and child molesters. Well, Dustin Paul Lee, you got a double tap to the head. I can't wait till they send you to jail. You won't last 15 minutes in prison population. Congratulations. And see, we as a society don't have to do a thing. See, Internal Affairs doesn't have to do anything. The Austin Police Department doesn't have to do anything. Hell, even the people that would have to have this guy on some kind of probation or parole after he got done serving his sentence, they don't even have to do anything. Look how much money we saved. Just shove the perverts out there in any prison, USA, in general population, and the problem be taken care of. And he's got a smirk on his face and a mugshot. Dude. Oh, man. You see what I'm saying about the privilege, the idea that somehow I'm above the fray of things? Wow. Mike, do me a favor, refresh your caller screen, because I just brought it up and it was blank. Oh, there's the break. We'll open up the phone lines today at 800-313-9443. We'll do that after this. It's actually the second break of the show. This is flying by. A lot of news and stuff to go over, folks. Hang in there. We'll be right back.
While you were sleeping, they came and took it all away.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at FrontSight, my experience has been amazing. I've been here now 2 days. I have a 2-day course, I have a 4-day course. Because of my schedule, I took a 2-day course. And I'm just learning so much about the operation of a firearm, the safety of a firearm, how to hold it properly, how to shoot it, how many times to shoot. So much stuff that I had no idea about. The instructors were patient. They're very calm. They recognize that people are inexperienced, and I certainly am and was. I'm better now than I was 2 days ago. But they take your time. You can ask the dumbest question, and Lord knows I ask a number of them, and they very patiently responded. So you just know a lot more about safety, about protecting yourself and protecting your loved ones, which is what this is all about. I took the course with my girlfriend, Nina. It was a lot of fun. And one of the things that they do is they have you train with somebody else, like Nina. Nina's behind me. We both hear the same instruction. And so if I miss something, she can correct me. If she misses something, I can correct her. It also makes you feel more relaxed because you're with somebody you know, and you're with another person who knows about as much or about as little as you know. And so when they fumble around and you're watching them, you don't feel quite as stupid if you fumble around. You can also watch somebody get better and better as you've gotten better and better. So you have some sort of bar so you can tell how much better you're getting. The other thing is, it's just a collegial atmosphere. Nobody felt pressure. Nobody felt stressed. Nobody was screamed at. And some people had been here before. Others were coming here for the very first time. It was a lot of fun and a lot of different people coming from different parts of the country. And I met a lot of interesting people since I've been here. One of the reasons I wanted to come to FrontSight is because I'm a big proponent of the Second Amendment, which is the right to keep and bear arms. People don't really quite understand what the Second Amendment means often. I learned the difference between the kinds of firearms that civilians use that are protected by the Second Amendment and those that are not. The other thing is, what this place shows you is that the Founding Fathers got it right when they felt that the best way to secure a guarantee against a tyrannical government is an armed citizenry. And everybody here is armed. Yet people are responsible. They know what they're doing. They know how to use firearms. And there was no sense of danger whatsoever here. I think that's what the Founding Fathers thought. They thought that everybody, ages, I think it was 17 to 45 or so, were part of the citizen militia, the citizen army, not government army, but citizen army, in order to protect against a tyrannical government. And it shows you in an environment right here at FrontSight that people who are armed, who are responsible, are in fact safe people and can make the environment even more safe. One of the great things about FrontSight, assuming it's, for example, you're a teacher and you are thinking about carrying concealed, they will simulate what it's like for a bad guy to come into a classroom so the teacher can have a sort of real world type of experience and know how to respond and know how to react. He also will provide a free course for any teacher who wants to take one. Come here and you'll see for yourself. There's a lot of stuff you don't know. So I urge anybody who's got a firearm, anybody who's thinking about getting a firearm, to come to FrontSight and take a course.
Remember the movie series Terminator with
I'll be back.
What was the name? What did you say the name was? Skynet. Remember the artificial intelligence once the military turned it over to the computers? That's what the whole basis of the Terminator series was about, to send back somebody to stop all. Yeah, you've seen the movies. Well, folks, we don't make this stuff up. We just report it. From Global Research, titled Strangelove Redo, or Redux, U.S. experts propose having artificial intelligence control nuclear weapons. I'm not going to bother going through the story, but just shows you what our dear Pentagon and our detached agencies of the U.S. government are thinking about. Days after announcing his intent to stay at MIT Media Lab and begin a process of restoring healing, Joki Ito, its director, has resigned over his ties to financier and alleged sex trafficker Jeff Epstein. The announcement comes less than a day after damning new allegations from the New Yorker and the New York Times that Ito's ties to Epstein were more extensive and secretive than he'd previously admitted. On August 15th, Ito, who had been had led the prestigious research organization since 2011, apologized for taking research funding from Epstein over a number of years, claiming he did so with full support of the university. But the New Yorker and the New York Times, using information from whistleblowers who used to work at the Media Lab, have now reported that he took far more money than previously disclosed and covered up Epstein's more extensive ties to the lab. Telling you folks, what's going on here is they are refusing to go any deeper. This is what I mean, taking these little bites around the periphery. They're not going to dive headlong into the real deep state, the real corruption, the real core of the rottenness in this country. They've taken on the New Jersey attitude. Anything's legal as long as you don't get caught. STEM Express CEO admits selling baby part hearts while they're still beating and intact baby heads. Entrepreneurship. No, don't poo-poo this too fast. You mean to tell me there's money to be made selling baby heads? You know what I thought of? You know the little plastic dolls that if your children, your little girl's too rough them, they pull the head off? I'm getting that picture, and then all of a sudden it was supplanted by a real human being, a real baby, with its head separated from its body. Then it wasn't too funny. The CEO of STEM Express admitted in court Thursday that her biotech company supplies beating fetal hearts. See, it's just a feces. Oh, I'm sorry. It's just, yeah. Just a fetus. Did I say feces? Yeah. And intact fetal heads to medical researchers. She also admitted at the preliminary hearing of David Dalasden and Sandra Merritt of the Center for Medical Progress that the baby's head could be procured attached to the baby's body or could be torn away, quote, unquote, torn away. Meanwhile, David Dalasden and his companion, Sandra Merritt, are charged with 15 felony counts of illegal taping of confidential information in connection with undercover videos that revealed selling baby parts. The CEO of STEM Express admitted, and it just, yeah. This is an especially gruesome admission, but it begs the question, how did they get those fully intact human children? That's the question that Peter Breen of the Thomas More Society, which has represented Dalasden at the hearing. If you have a fetus with an intact head and an intact body and intact extremities, that is something that would indicate that the child was born alive and then had their organs cut out of them, or that the child was the victim of an illegal partial birth abortion. Both of these are both gruesome and violent acts. CMPs Dalasden and Merritt are charged with 15 felony counts of the illegal taping of confidential information in connection with undercover videos they released in 2015 after a three-year covert investigation into buying and selling of the baby parts, which is a felony. They covertly recorded videos exposed STEM Express as the go-to in California for Planned Parenthood's trafficking in baby body parts. And you just thought they were about birth control, didn't you? And the biotech company cut its ties with Planned Parenthood shortly after it was released. CMP's legal team is arguing that the preliminary hearing and that... you got to refresh my screen. Well, you got to do it again. The legal team is arguing in the preliminary hearings that the law does not consider conversations that can be overheard confidential, and that covert recording is allowed when done to investigate violent crimes. Wow. Chance in West Virginia. Hello, Chance.
Yeah, hello, John. Before I get to my point, you had to bring up New Jersey. Brings back bad memories from me when I left that godforsaken state. I think the name of that song, John, by the Traveling Wilburys, if I'm not mistaken, was Tweeter and the Monkey Man.
That's the one.
Yeah, I kind of remember that. I think I have that on vinyl. All right, the reason why I called, John, I was curious. I was listening to another network, another show, and this is regarding our court system. Here's a couple of acronyms. I was curious if you might want to write these down and check them out for yourself. One is CRIS, C-R-I-S-I-S, I'm sorry, C-R-I-S. It's Court Registry Investment System. This is private insurance for the court system. Have you heard of that?
No, and what's the acronym again? What is it?
CRIS.
Okay.
It stands for Court Registry Investment System.
Okay.
Like I said, it's private insurance for the court system.
All right.
Versus the defendant. And the second one is CUSIP, C-U-S-I-P. That stands for Committees Uniform Securities Identification Procedures.
Mm-hmm.
You might want to check this out and see what you come up with, John. It shows you how the courts are stacked against us. It's just another detriment to us. And have you ever heard of this also, out of curiosity? When you get let's say a cop pulls you over and you have to sign a traffic citation,
mm-hmm.
Is it true that you can make a copy of that, write an affidavit to withdraw your signature, send it to the state attorney general, and then the cop has to pay all those fines rather than you?
Now that I've never heard.
Yeah, that's something you might want to, because you're considered, once you sign it, after the cop signs it, you're considered a co-signee.
Well, and they will happily tell you, Chance, oh, no, this is just acknowledging that you got the ticket and this is your promise to appear in court.
Well, you might want to check that out, especially those two acronyms, and see what you come up with, because when I heard that, I said, oh, God, and another wall before us if we ever have to appear in court.
And I appreciate you bringing it up, Chance, because somebody had sent me an email about this wonderful, they don't say that they're Mossad, but most of the employees are either actively Mossad or recently retired for the big paydays. And these are the people that will help any business, social media, you name it. I'm going to be digging into these people as well, and I'll lay you dollars to donuts that the CRIS people and the CUSI people, that they're somehow intermixed. See, all of this stuff, Chance, here's the problem. This is in-depth. This takes a lot of research. It takes a lot of time to ferret this stuff out. And when you do, and you make the connections, oh, geez, I found another pocket of pus over here. I found a bunch of no-good-nick evil people, and what are we supposed to do with that? When we got a government that's running interference for the aforementioned.
Of course. That was CUSIP. That was a P on the end, by the way. C-U-S-I-P.
Yeah, okay.
And C-R-I-S. Yeah, if you want to check them out, see what you come up with. I'd be interested in knowing what you find out and tell your listeners.
All right. Well, I appreciate that very much. Thank you. Thank you, Chance.
Okay, thank you now, John. All bye-bye. Right.
Bye-bye. 2 years ago, Big Pharma started funneling hundreds of millions of dollars to Google. Well, that's because they were just a benevolent bunch of people with too much money on their hands, and evidently time. Nothing to see here. Move on. This year, Google has gone on the search and destroy mission to remove alternative health information from its search results from its subsidiary, YouTube. Do you think that's a coincidence? Bottom line, Google's no longer a common carrier and actually has become a publisher. See, they're claiming that they're both. They're neither, and they're both. common carrier has become a publisher and a highly ideological one at that. Being called a common carrier granted them all sorts of illegal immunity for its actions. Well, that immunity should be removed today. And the company should be treated in court for what it is, dishonest, manipulative, antisocial arm of Big Pharma. You don't think they got all that money just for the heck of it. These are the drug manufacturers pumping money into Google to take the alternative out because they want to protect their market. That's the bottom line here. Oh, and it's also getting rid of those pisky right-wingers, those extremists. Notice what the news media, including Fox, is starting to do, folks. They're talking about the extreme right. They've been jabbering for the last 2.5 years while they were out on a fishing trip with Donald Trump. Oh, it's the extreme left, all these crazy communist socialists out there. But they're now starting to warn you about the extreme right. Now, who do you suppose is in that group? We're not talking. We don't have groups of people running around that claim to be conservatives in this country, wearing black masks, not being a, they get a free pass from the cops, could commit crimes right in front of them. They don't get arrested. They don't get thrown in jail. We've not had groups of individuals running around the country doing what Antifa's been doing. This is why I jumped on the thing 3-4 weeks ago, and people touting, including Plethoric of AFP, I jumped on him pretty hard. Yeah, these lefties, they should be designated to be terrorists. I heard this, and I thought, how stupid are people? Do you not realize that that sword, it's got an edge, it's a double-edged sword, and while you're swinging it to the left, you can also swing it to the right and do a lot of whacking and hacking. You better be careful what you ask for. You just may get it. I want to play this clip from the dirty Google Big Pharma Alliance. Can't do it till next hour. But this is important stuff, folks. And it's, thank you, Brass Check TV, for sending over that story. By the way, you can sign up for Brass Check TV. Just go out there and get a link to them, and they'll update you on stuff that is important, stuff that would concern you, stuff that you are not hearing reported by any other media in this country. David in Illinois. Hello, David.
How you doing? I heard from your about your show from Vince. So it's the first time I ever called in. So.
Okay. How you doing, Dave?
Okay. You brought up about that cop in Texas. The reason that guy's smirking is more than likely he'll get it plea bargained under a felony, and therefore he can still carry a firearm, and he'll be able to go to a different department.
I don't think... I understand what you're saying, David, and I understand how they slip-slide around. But when you do new stories like this and it actually gets out to the public, and evidently, Williamson County thought that, okay, somebody filed a complaint. I'm sure they didn't do great police work and go out there and find his pervert themselves, but it was probably acted on by a complaint. And I'm going to assume here, now I do not know this for a fact, but if it was a family member, a father or mother, well, they got to do something. But this guy did the act last Thursday, and he was arrested by Sunday. Now, here's the deal. When something like this goes out, and people get really pissed off, and there's more than a couple of people grumbling about it, then they kind of have to do something about it. They can't make it go away. Just as you're starting to see, David, you know, if you're a recent listener to my program, maybe you didn't hear that, yeah, there have been cops out there caught murdering people, planting drugs, doing all sorts of heinous stuff. Them and their compadres get together, they make up the official lie, and that's what they tell in the internal affairs people, and then they just cover up for them and nobody gets in trouble. Well, recently, a couple of cops that did this search, and well, it was actually not a search and destroy. They were at the wrong house. They pretended it was a drug house. They busted into place, killed the dog, killed the woman, killed the husband. Oh, and by the way, it was the wrong house. They lied about it. The guy's being charged with murder. So,
yeah. I see what you're saying. I don't know how well you know Vince and his show. I've been on there talking about the shootings and the things I've witness cops Dave, do and FBI guys.
David, he's known me for over 25 years.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I've been on his show quite a bit.
Yeah.
I've been there. I sat right next to FBI guys covering up shootings.
Mm-hmm.
When I was even all the way up through a teenager, all the way up till 19, and then they kept telling me stuff more afterwards. So,
well, wait a minute,
I'll be surprised.
I don't mean to pry in, and I don't want you to expose anything. But how are you privy to this kind of information?
One of the officers, which was under Department of Defense Interior, was my father. Now they took me to places up north where they were having parties with little kids.
Hang on one second. I've got a break. David, don't go anywhere. Don't you move. We'll take the break here, folks. There's a lot of truth out there, but a lot of truth that doesn't want to be exposed by people. They can't cover it all. We want to get rid of the swamp and the evil critters that are lurking around in this morass. This has got to be done. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clear, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Talking with David in Illinois. Now, David, how long ago was this?
Ever since I was a child.
Okay, I don't know how old you are. I don't know if you're 16
okay,
or 98.
I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm in my, like, 54.
Okay,
now.
So we're talking...
It just stopped within the last 2 years of my father finally supposedly passing away.
Okay,
instead
now...
Instead of him being
Okay.
Go ahead. Sorry.
No. Go ahead. You were going to say?
Instead of him being passed away, since he's been hiding me my whole life, they put down and I got a phone call telling me I'm supposed to go by a different name, and they tried to put me on the death certificate. So I spent the last 2 years trying to get a new ID. My insurance turned back on and everything. So I've had government people come to my house thinking they caught him, and when they find out he's under the Department of Defense or Interior and they got the wrong person, they just flee and they won't say why they're trying to get into my house and take me in the court. And they're like, we got the wrong guy. See you, bye.
Okay,
like, wait a minute.
Okay, but let me get the background on this. You as a child were taken to where, and you were a witness, and so was your father. He was not involved in this stuff, was he?
Oh, no, he was. There was a group of several different officers from different departments, and up north.
Federal or local?
They were from different departments, both federal and local.
Okay,
officers.
All right.
And the first time they took me, when there was little kids there and they were all naked but me, it was between the first grade and second grade summer school break. So when we went back to school, you know, they ask you, what'd you do over summer break? Well, I was around where there was a bunch of police officers and other people, and they were trying to get us to take our clothes off, and I wouldn't do it. It was weird. And the school's like, what? so that's, and then the way they treated me, it started an investigation, and they were going to take me instead. He was tipped off by a sheriff's deputy, so they snatched me at night. And probably for the first about year and a half, they would keep me with them in their cars or in the station, and I would pass out bullets and handguns and answer the emergency phone calls during
shift
changes.
So you were brought into the corrupt fold, made to be a little child gopher for them, and that was to engender you to them?
Right. They always tried to get me to learn to look the other way. And the first girl they hid with me, I asked her how old she was, and she was 14. She just turned 14. And I spoke about this on Vince's show for a length in several times. So, and I sent documents to him to show security passes, badges, documents to show I was there for these departments where I would have had information about these departments.
Okay, so and what I'm smelling here is under the guise of looking for your dead father, they're coming after you to, and this is kind of a veiled threat or intimidation that we're all over this, and if you open up your mouth, you're a dead man?
That's the thing. They don't want me to talk about it. I don't think some of the upper people knew that they were hiding me all over there, and then the ones that do know that I've seen these crimes and witness to the drugs and the cover-up of shootings, now that I'm talking about it, because my father said, well, as long as he's alive, if I talk about it, he would call in this raid at my house at night, and we would become victims. It didn't matter.
As in you and your mother and your siblings, your other
siblings? No, my wife.
Your wife. Okay. Hey, David, hang on a second. I'm going to take you down during the top of the hour break here. I want to get your phone number, and I want to talk to you off of air, but I'll keep you on air here past the top of the hour break into the hour two of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stapmiller. We'll be right back. Hang on, David.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.